대체대 담배치 생년 백번호 끊지우신구나 내과세 담배샘 바라시오
For the sake of all mothers, sentient beings, equaling unlimited space, must attain by every means a state of full Buddhahood. And for this purpose, I shall now listen to teachings on the sublime Dharma. So please adjust your motivation in such a way and listen in an appropriate manner.
Yes. 그래서 고생 마자비 담배 주진 삼네. 그래서 다른 님뭐 기다님들 소대라 다시 중국어 랭 진보성까지 다 중국어지 대라요 난 지든 대라님은 마치와 지수태 마세야 되지 나 대라 아니 한다 지와 대성우 대라 아니 저와성 중생거 다 제바성세야 다대 저와 동보
So regarding to the portion of the teachings that we have arrived at, regarding to the section on the actual way to take full advantage of a life of leisure and opportunity, then within this there are three modes of training, the way of training according to being of the lesser capacity, lesser capable being, the training according to the middle capable being, and the training according to the highest capable being. And now we are at the section of the lower capable being. But within that, it says, we come to a portion about mindfulness of death, the contemplation that we will not remain long in this world. And this portion, when we come to how to actually cultivate the mindfulness of death. And this is divided into the sections. Is fashioned in such a way that the presented within the scope of the what we call the three roots, the nine reasons, and the three decisions. So therefore, going to the three roots, we've yesterday completed the first, which is that the contemplation that death is certain.
Yes. 자, 진진라, 신나는 체벌도 형태 구간이노. 뺀나, 로노노바 터보치 비타치 무지 뜬드는데, 파동원에 타치오나, 샤고나 오미시나, 샤르르르는 데에 송원 자구파도 라오. 샤르르르는 드린 체인양바, 타나 드린, 팔체인 체인양바, 총노, 고넬로빈 지텐 치메 동치진, 지텐 데에 도덕 메제나, 삼바데 마주는 지텐데 도반도는 데에 접치진, 지텐 치메 동 메제데. 뺀나, 내지도 유린 대연용나, 대여도 러지보다, 대면도 보시는 본용나, 고노로 위탁지, 제바시노, 이는 이 말을 해내, 제연용배, 로지구소, 큰다. 대단 남친이네, 단치왕은 이봐지. 단치왕 이봐도 마세는 남친은 이봐요, 말이야. 뺀에다, 드림 편지, 이말다.
So
ane sendi dodo me jeba che chiwi chabshan chegi re tende ane chiwi chabshan chebe yinna reta ane shen na yon tengi pati kogi re ma shen na yon ane tenla pema mato noba yon ma re tende yendu ane ima re re yendu tenin pachi shi re tenin shi re sambi lo che kwa re sasama re
So on the top portion of page 154 in the text here, we come to the section about the contemplation that the time of death is uncertain. So here, Lama Tsongkhapa says that death is definitely going to happen, as we mentioned yesterday, that death is certain. However, the time of death is uncertain. For example, from today onwards, 100 years from today, then one would, you know, one is definitely, would be definitely be dead by then. This is without a single trace of doubt. However, this period of time in between, one can never be certain as to the actual time of death, whether one is going to die today or this day or that day, you know, one can never be certain about that. So however, if one were to think that I'll be dying today, you know, so it's better that one should be expecting death, you know, expecting death in such a way that you actually make plan and preparations for your next life. So because if you expect death every day with the expectation of death coming, then this would inspire you to prepare for the next life. So instead of being engrossed in the planning or the preparations for this life alone, you know, with the expectation of a long life, holding on to the expectation of death, if you were to hold on to the expectation of having a long lifespan, then the affairs of this life would deceive you. Then with it, then one would not be able, being deceived or overwhelmed by the affairs of this life, one would not be able to practice the Dharma purely. And not being able to practice the Dharma, then one goes about the ways of the world and engaging in a lot of negative, non-virtuous actions. So therefore, if we were to think constantly over and over again that I'm gonna die today, so our preparations and the actions that we engage in would not be for those that prepare for this life, rather as more of preparation for the next life, we would be geared towards that kind of direction. So if we are to die in such a way with such a thought and preparation that we're going to die like that and die today and so forth, then this kind of lifestyle is definitely needed. You know, this preparation is definitely needed if you were to actually die in such at any point, one point of time. However, if we are to not die that very day, whatever practice that we incurred, that we actually cultivated, you know, for that day, based on that expectation, would be only of benefit to us, you know, to us, and would not be of any harm at all in any way to us. So therefore, we should constantly bear in mind the thought that, you know, time of death is uncertain, I might die today. So it's very beneficial to cultivate that thought in that sense. Yes.
その、
So for example, the analogy given in the text is that if you have an enemy that is definitely going to come to kill you, for example, it might be a hired killer that is definitely, that you know beforehand that this person is coming to take your life, then having had this knowledge, then from that day onwards, what you would do is that you take extreme precaution. You'd be extremely cautious. You're constantly on the lookout for the arrival of this enemy because you know this person is definitely going to come and take your life. However, you do not know exactly when. So you're constantly on the preparation, you know, and expect to meet head on with this person. So if this person does not come, then you only benefit, you know, you don't have any sense of loss, you only benefit from that. However, if this person were to come and you were to be not on your precaution, you did not take precaution, and then this person would definitely be able to take your life easily. So in this way, the Lord of Death, you know, is the arrival of the Lord of Death is definite. However, we do not know when that would occur. So therefore, we need to take precaution to prepare ourselves. So then, with regards to this second route, which is the contemplation at the time that is uncertain, then he has, under that, that section is listed the three reasons for contemplating that. So the first reason is that contemplating that the lifespan in this world, in bottom page 154, it says, Jambudvipa, that lifespan in this world, Jambudvipa, is uncertain. So here, Jambudvipa, according to the Buddhist cosmology, it's the southern continent of the Mount Meru, which is the center of the world. So we are living in the southern continent. Our world corresponds to this southern continent. And it's that the beings, the lifespan of the beings in this world is not definite. So for example, when this world was initially formed, then the general lifespan of the beings in this world was infinite, such as 84,000 years and so forth. And then gradually, over time, then their lifespan, the general lifespan of human beings, came to decrease gradually up to the point when the average lifespan was 100 years. And that coincided with the time when the founder Buddha, Shakyamuni, came to this world and taught the Buddha Dharma. And thereafter, the human lifespan continued to decrease, the average human lifespan, up to the point of 10 years, whereby human beings will live for only, the average lifespan will be only 10 years old. So, therefore, there's no nothing certain about the lifespan of the beings in this continent. And Buddhist, as mentioned before, in Buddhist cosmology, there are four continents around the Mount Meru, center of the universe. So in the other continents, for example, in the northern continent, it says here in the top of 155, Uttarakuru. So this Uttarakuru, this continent, the beings there have a definite lifespan of 1,000 years. So that's definite. However, in the eastern and western continents, those beings in those continents have almost a definite lifespan. You know, they're more or less not much fluctuation. So the beings, the average lifespan of the beings in this world, the southern continent, is considered to have the greatest fluctuation, you know, in terms of sometimes being a lot and sometimes being very little. Compared to the other continents, it has a very large degree of fluctuation. Yes. Yes. So then, in the text, it continues to say that the lifespan is lifespan here in this world is so unstable that some people, you know, of the people that gather, the living beings that gather together or are present, you know, in the gathering during the mornings, and some of them by nighttime, some of them would have died already. Some people would be, some of the living beings that were gathering there in morning time would be dead by nighttime. And so therefore the life span is so uncertain. Then some beings that gather together, they were present at the gathering at night, may be gone by the next dawn. So some people, that's why the text it says people, among the many beings seen in the morning, some are not seen in the evening, you know. So the sun was seen in the evening and not seen in the morning. So therefore, you hear people saying that, oh, making plans that I'm going to do such and such things. However, then these, they do not manage to accomplish the things that they set out to do. And those plans that they made or the works they're going to do get left behind. So we hear things like that. So based on these quotations, to remember the uncertainty of the lifespan in this world. Yes.
老几用你把要买的是，那些，嗯，鸡蛋，鸡巴，没毛毛，打了包包，亲戚那，咱那门的兄弟，上辈子都吃西瓜，开心俺的兄弟，第一开始这边，第一开始过生，第一开始用就，拉拉给那拉，拉到那边，什么人都没得，留没把弄回去，谁送的？哎，还有他，嗯，那他当的老几用用你，你怕是这个买的什么了？啊，等着叫我你呢，那老几用你把咱的要买的。 印度呢，那帕玛经过，如果嘞，那不会用吧？我那心中的，那某某就用不了了吧？啊，你把它等着印度那给用你吧，用嘛嘞？啊，等等的，你用弄那松动，那给用你吧，用你那，那给我们家把的带过来吧？啊，等着用嘛嘞？啊，开始呢，俺的接完呢，就是这么多工呢，哎。
那你口碑弄得重的给，忙不用不要了吧？啊，大家看见你这边干不了重，啊，看见你，高什么？那你看见就错了，啊，等着现在重了不要了，啊，等着现在大家用你把咱的要嘛的，是什么的？现在老给用了你把那要去，啊，等下农业呢，那咱要没了，你把要嘛了吧？那个，啊，这单来吧，军人不等着，老人老去拿的给，等着用不要了吧？
哎，那第一个呢？咱那要求那个，同步人家等着，哎，投资是干了，咱拆迁给这边是这样的，啊，中国农民忙不容易了，等着人都拿在用没了，用一把用没了。Yes.
So there, then the next section, next has a quotation in which it talks about how there is no difference, in the eyes of impermanence, there is no difference between, the differences in age between the old and the young. So it says here that the essence here is that many people think that, you know, we are young right now, you know, we're still in our youth, then we will not die. However, and here in the text it says clearly that there is no difference when it comes to death. Now there are many instances whereby the parents, you know, live well into their ripe old age and, you know, still around, but their children have died in their youth. So there are many such instances that we can see around us. Also, so therefore there's no certainty about the age that one is going to die. There's no difference about certainty about definitely that the old die first or the young will die later. So if there is a certainty, then you know the old people should hang around till they're well into the ripe old years before they pass away. However, this is not so, because as we know, many children die while they're in the womb, you know, even before they're born out of the womb. Some of them die at the time of birth. Some of them die while they're crawling, the process of learning to crawl, and some die while they're process of learning to walk, when they've started walking already. So therefore, there's no certainty about that. Then further on, the verses tell us that there is no certainty regarding to whether one is healthy or sick. Sometimes we see some patients, you know, chronic patients who have had chronic illnesses for years, you know, completely confined to bed, you know, and then unable to take care of themselves. And then, however, the nurses and their sick conditions persist for years and years without letting them die. And the nurses and doctors are taking care of them. You know, overnight they have high blood pressure and then they die before the patient does. So in this case, you know, there is no definite as to whether one will the difference between healthy or sick, and whether one will die if one is definitely die if one is sick and won't die if one is healthy. There's no certainty about that. So therefore, you can understand that there's no difference in terms of whether one is young or old. No age difference in the eyes of impermanence, and there's no health difference whether one is sick or healthy. It makes no difference in the eyes of impermanence. Also, there's no difference in terms of whether one has resources, material resources for sustenance or not. Some people, some of the beggars that you see, you know, could be well into the ripe old ages and they're not dead yet, you know, so even though they were materially deprived of resources to sustain them. Then even those who are very wealthy, with all they ever need, you know, suddenly fall ill and then die. So then in the Tibetan society or in traditional Asian societies, then we say that these people don't have merit to enjoy their resources. Even they have a lot of material wealth, they don't live to enjoy it, so they're lacking in merit. So therefore, there are so many examples that we can see around us, and we should actually sit down and contemplate and go into detail about all the various examples that we have seen throughout our whole life, and actually count them and note them down, you know, all these various examples, and then think that I'm also, you know, I could possibly be an example become one of the examples like that in terms of death impermanence. So therefore, to really bring to mind that this time of death is so uncertain, you know, that one definitely has to practice the Dharma and to not remember that this point is a fault.
Mm-hmm. 제바드는 그니디 지세는 이번에 봐서 대선다 되니마 님만가면 또 되인사 근데 남지는 게 봐요 말을 좀 말해 다들 가서 나는 되서 님마 님만가도 되인도 심제님마 즉 심제도 좀 손은 중요지 대인도는 제로 못 해야게 레 된대요 내 손 못 삼아도 되지 근데 다
So therefore, there is no differences in terms of an age when it comes to the subject of death. And also, it is mentioned that this is a time where the what we call the time of the five degenerations, where the five types of degenerations are very prevalent throughout society or the whole existence. So therefore, one sees that due to that, then you know the lifespan becomes even more unstable. The time of death it becomes even more uncertain due to that reason. So beings of these times have very small amounts of merit in that they do not have the facilities or do not go about creating much causes to have a long lifespan. And so not being able to do that, then not also due to the negative karma accumulated from the past, then also due to less positive karma, then the various foods, nutrients, vitamins, and medicinal substances they are being partaken to support life lose their vitality. You know, they no longer seem to work as they did before in the past. They no longer have the same amount of vitality or energy to work on the body. So then, also beings in this degenerate times have very strong afflictive emotions, very violent afflictive emotions such as anger. You know, they're very much prone to violence and anger, and that anger rises easily, therefore destroying or diminishing the merit even more, furthermore. So therefore, with such strong delusions or afflictive emotions such as anger, and with diminishing of merit, you know, then this causes the forces on the white side, on the virtuous side, to decrease in their power, and the forces of the dark side, you know, to increase, to be more prevalent, and to bring about more harm, inflict more harm, the beings of the dark forces, than to inflict. They have more ability to inflict more harm on the people in this world.
Nama rōda sōpa chēn tāi māshīma lōgājī chitā nōngi chēchēn jē sāmbā mā sōpa shīwā pōng tūpa nā yīla chēlā dājōng yīpa tētā wā chēchēn nā nyamdā yōndā yōndā sāmbā chīwē lō chīchē chā hōsā yīndā tā rōngi nama dāma yōndā rōngi chō tā namjū nyambū shēpdē nyē rīwā yōdā kē tā tēndē shēn rō tūkō nā tō sēndē sēmnā jūpa chā nō jē yōngi rō yīndā tēndē kē rī
So when one's own spiritual master or a friend or a acquaintance that is close to one's heart passes away, then one experiences greater sorrow as compared to just any other person, a stranger passing away. So at this point of time, we can recall that how much aspirations or intentions that they had, the plans that they made and so forth, that were left unaccomplished, you know, were left behind, that they might have started out on some projects, and these projects were left unaccomplished, you know, their intentions were left unfulfilled. So for example, many lamas, you know, write these various literary works, such as commentaries and so forth, and these spiritual masters, then sometimes you see the commentaries like unfinished, you know, it says that while they were writing this commentary up to this point, they passed away. So if you're a scholar of these scriptures, you can see many of such unfinished pieces of work, whereby they started off writing, but you know, never came to complete that work. So therefore, we can see a lot the amount of work that were left behind by these people, the unfulfilled intentions and aspirations, projects and so forth, and you can count these various examples by yourself, go over them, you know, in your mind, and then to remind yourself that you too will be a subject of death in such a way. So when the great Kadampa master, Geshe Potowa, was alive, he said to practice in such a way, using his rosary, to count the number of people that had died, you know, that the projects were left behind, unfulfilled, and so forth. And then thinking that,
people died in the place where he lived, all the people
yes.
died, the names, and the
yes.
count.
Yes. So Geshe Potowa was counting on his mala, his rosary, you know, all the people in the vicinity where he resided, those people that had died and you know, the things that left behind and so forth. And we count through that and then thinking, by using that to reflect on himself, that I too will be a subject of death in this way. And that was how he meditated on this, on the subject of death.
Nimbada, Jimse Nimba, and selling Yuba Mazi, and Chivichi Momoyore, and some beginning in Yojimade Homer, and the Chivichi Momo Kanda Yongi Orsena, Son de la, Semiobin Noba, Semiobin Noba Mande, Detara, Medo Memanimba, Donji Risiba Namji, Namba to Manchelata, Delusion, Luzu Son Nobachiba to Manibo Tedagi, and Sevi Sordon, Nimbada, so you'll be Nobachina.
So then not only is our lifespan uncertain, you know, the time of death uncertain, but also that the causes of death are many and the causes of life, supporting life, are few. As we can see on the bottom, page 155, it says here that, you know, there are many different beings that bring about suffering or harm in order to cause death, as we can see in the prayers that we do after the second Ahad Sutra. It talks about removing the 84,000 the classes of the 84,000 demons or hindering spirits that, or the 360 kinds of evil spirits, you know. So therefore, there are the various kinds of these beings that are simply waiting, you know, to harm us. thinking of, you know, how they can harm us and when they can harm us and so forth, just simply sitting there waiting to harm us. And up to this present point, due to the protection of the Guru and the three jewels, you know, we have been able to live up to the present moment. Otherwise, we would...
Since from the birth time. In the time they can eat you, since from birth time.
Since the time of birth, you know, that these beings have been waiting to devour us. Any one point of time, they could eat us up at any point of time. So due to the protection of the Guru and three jewels, we have been able to stay
up to now. Nothing.
Up to now. So
due to the guidance, due to the protection, up to now nothing happened to me.
So due to the protection of the Guru and the three jewels, up to the present moment, we have not been harmed by these spirits. Otherwise, we would not have been able to have an opportunity to survive. So therefore, the body has a lot of other, other than that, the body has other harms as well. So, for example, nowadays you hear people being harmed by spirits, spirit possession and so forth. So these are signs, you know, of people being harmed by spirits. So anyway, other than spirits, there's also animals, wild animals such as tigers and leopards and so forth. These are such large animals that can take our life, as well as the small animals such as the small creatures that have great toxicity, high levels of toxicity, toxicity, poison. So such that when they bite us or they sting us, then, you know, we die from that single bite or sting. So therefore, also we have a lot of inner illnesses, you know, such an imbalance of the various humors and elements. And then so, especially in this time of degenerate age, we have a lot of new sicknesses that were simply unheard of in the past decades. New sicknesses coming up every day, and also the necessity, the need has grown to make new medicines to counteract these new sicknesses every day. So therefore, above that also we have the harm of the external elements, such as being buried by landslides, you know, carried away by water, burned by fire and so forth. And so therefore, you know, these various external elements also harm us. So by contemplating all these facts, you know, come to a decisive conclusion that, you know, this life is so unstable, uncertain, you know, that one is prone to death at any one point of time, to come to that understanding. Yes. So as mentioned before, the various classes of spirits that were the 84,000 classes of hindering spirits that were waiting to eat us and so forth. So, you know, by contemplating this way, you know, one understands the amount of threat that one has to face, you know, towards one's life. So one would generate a form of fear towards
the 8,000 in the person, then the spirit possession that dares to eat you.
They're just there to eat you. So they're waiting to eat you. So therefore, if we were to contemplate facts like this regarding to the threats to our life, then unless you have a very strong clinging onto the eye, or you know you were just a what did Chudri say? Chudri, someone who is very on a intellectual dharma trip, you know. Thick skull.
How much one he's done, but there's nothing.
Due
to this guy, due to strong eye grasping.
So unless you're you do to the thick skull, and how much dharma you listen does not penetrate the core of your heart or your mind or whatever. So and also if you have a very strong grasping upon the eye, then you will not have then this may bar you from generating fear. Otherwise, if you were to think about these, for example, some people who have imprints from past lives, then they but when think contemplating on these things, then they generate very strong fear. For example, the Lama Kunu Lama Rinpoche, Junior Lama Rinpoche, when he was young, then his tutors used to say that when he was young, then he.
Junior Lama Rinpoche is guru of the some of the Lama's two tutors.
Junior Lama Rinpoche is the guru of the two tutors. Yongsing Lama Rinpoche. So, Junlam Rinpoche, who is the teacher, spiritual master of the two tutors of His Holiness Dalai Lama, Ling Rinpoche and Trijang Rinpoche, and also Pabongka Rinpoche. So, he was the Lama of these three, he was the spiritual master of these three major spiritual figures. When he was young, then when he contemplated, he heard teachings on death and impermanence, when he contemplated on those, then he had so much fear that he even had difficulty sleeping at night due to the fear of impending death, you know. So if we were to contemplate, we should contemplate in such a way to sort of generate fear of death, to spur us to practice the Dharma. Yes. Yes. So therefore, the causes of death are not only external elements, spirits, and so forth, but it's also mentions in the middle of page 156, where it says that you know this body has also the top of page 156. It talks about is composed of the four elements of earth, water, wind, and fire. So some of these elements, you know, are by nature contradictory. You know, they contradict each other. So they're against each other. For example, element of fire and water normally do not abide simultaneously. So when these elements come into collision or they contradict each other, then one comes to have a lot of sicknesses. Or rather, when these elements are not in this agreement, whether when they're in cohesion, when they're equally abiding, then at that point of time when these elements are balanced, you know, then one comes to have a physical feeling of physical well-being, wellness. However, when they go out of balance, you know, thrown out of balance, then they contradict each other, then it causes a lot of different sicknesses to come, and they could possibly even bring about death. So therefore, these are like the conditions for death, you know, that are simultaneously abiding with our body. Knows that, you know, we are born in such conditions. And so other than the external conditions that could cause death, there's also internal conditions of the imbalance of the four elements that are simultaneous with the existence of our physical body that could cause harm to us. So then, here, Lama Tsongkhapa, to support his writings, that he quotes from the great final Nirvana Sutra. So there are two final Nirvana Sutras, the greater and the lesser. So this is the greater one, in which he quotes that here, the essence of the pose a threat to our lifespan. And so there are the external, these enemies exist in the form of external and internal conditions that could cause harm to our lives. And also, then these, so we have constantly surrounded with enemies who could possibly harm our lives or even cause it to degenerate, you know, but there are no conditions that could cause this lifespan to be extended, you know, to increase and so forth. So therefore, due to contemplate in such a way, to remember that the time that death is definitely certain, and the time of death is uncertain. Yes.
말이다. 고모들에게 어른진 정한 대장 진다진이 나오는 거 눈만 놓도 마음이신 시다. 말이다. 나도 단다. 소원들라 단 지진 노보 모보 요대와 대로 때리나 늦배지나. 농만농의 마음에 놓으시래서. 다 농만, 농숲 침무지. 돼지의 마음에 야요나. 다, 그러다 가비 마음에 쓰인, 미바다는 매든 게, 지차도요. 근데 얘도 나도 지지의 몸보, 근데 제가 얘도, 다 농만농의 마음에도 지고 차도요. 그래서 선물해.
So then, Lama Tsongkhapa further quotes from Nagarjuna's writings, A Precious Garland, which says that, you know, we are constantly surrounded by these various conditions that could cause our death, you know, so therefore how fragile this life can be. And so the example that's been given is like a brother lamb that's being placed in the midst of a violent windstorm, you know. So since the wind is so strong, the flame is there's no certainty as to when the flame will be snuffed out by the strong and violent wind. Therefore, you know, we are in such a similar situation as well. We do not know surrounded by such strong, violent conditions that could cause death, and we do not know when our death will actually arrive. Yes.
Mm.
So then, Lamazon Kaba further quotes from Nagarjuna's friendly letter, in which it says that in this life we are constantly surrounded by these various and conditions that could harm our lifespan, and therefore our life is more impermanent or unstable than a water bubble. So as we know, the water bubble rises to the surface and then stays, doesn't stay for very long before it bursts, and disappears. So our life is considered, with all these various conditions, is even more unstable than that. So therefore, here it also says that when we're sleeping, then it is almost fantastic that we could even wake up from our sleep. The reason being that when we sleep, when we are awake, we usually use our coarse energy winds. We have to breathe, to have this function of breathing. We have coarse breathing. And then when we are sleeping, then the breathing becomes very, very refined, very subtle kind of breathing. So this kind of breathing is very prone to being stopped, since we have we're constantly surrounded at all times by all these external and internal causes of death. So therefore, it's almost like a miracle that, that we did not die in our sleep, that we can actually awaken from sleep. So this is the essence of what it means.
Yes.
So it's important that when we wake up, to rejoice in the fact that we did not die, that this is due to the kindness of the Guru and the Three Jewels, that we're able to live up to that day, and that, to generate the determination to not waste that day, rather to use it to engage in virtuous practices to cultivate the Buddha Dharma. Yes. So then Pavankar Rinpoche had mentioned in his experiential teachings that one of his verses, which says that last night when we were sleeping, then all the appearances that we usually have, our perceptions, came to cease, came to a stop, when we enter into deep sleep. And also our gross state of mental...
yesterday's appearance.
Yesterday's appearances came to a stop, to a halt when we slept. And then our gross or coarse mental consciousnesses were also seized, at the time when we sleep. So there's like only the very subtle consciousness or energy, breathing and so forth, subtle life function going on when we're sleeping. So the body is almost like a corpse, So it says here that since we're being surrounded by all these various conditions, external and internal conditions for death, it is almost impossible that we could have risen from our sleep. considering those various factors. But now that we have arisen from our sleep, you know, then this is such a wonderful event. So the
body could even crops.
So in the morning, the body could have been actually become a corpse. In the morning, rather than actually rising up from sleep, could have remained actually turned just right into a corpse that very morning, but did not do so. So that did not happen, and we are actually able to rise up from our sleep. So that's something worth rejoicing. Pāṅ Prabhuṣe is saying.
Yajapāne chong nubhame bin jungun na soba shija chenjun ngavanam devoji namba kundo meri so shi sonso. That take a new jungjil chok. And you want to put the on Gavachi, and you do the Nerg Gavlan and then Gavsa Ludivin Dushino, Tender Jayate, Meru Bares, and Gavamo was all the artists on Matagi Shuate Rida.
So here, Namsa Papa quotes on 400 stanzas, middle of page 156, where it talks about again the four elements. So as mentioned before, the four elements that make up the physical constitution of the body, then, you know, when they are in balance, then their, you know, physical, so-called physical pleasure arises. You know, one gives the name physical pleasure. But here, and it says here that it's totally unsuitable to call pleasurable because all these elements are by nature in opposition. You know, they could always, could always give rise to opposition and bring about the results of death. So therefore, then the bottom page 156, it talks about the time of the five impurities are rapidly spreading. So Rinpoche had mentioned this before, and we should not repeat here. So therefore, we understand that this life is so uncertain that, you know, simply because there are so many, much more causes for death and much less fewer causes for supporting life or sustaining life. And also those very few causes that could be there to sustain life, they themselves can also be the causes for death. You know, there's no one life-supporting condition that could not possibly turn into a death condition, a condition that could bring about death.
Yes.
So So then, you know, for us, then for the sake of sustenance, sustaining our life, in order to not die, then we engage in various means. You know, we gather different things. For example, we eat and we drink. Our food and drink is meant to support our life. But however, there have been we gather food and drink, and also we build houses, you know, shelter, accommodation, and these forms of convenience, as well as gathering friends, you know, support our existence. And this, although these various means are meant to sustain our existence, however, these very means themselves could possibly turn into causes of death. For example, the food that we eat is meant to support our lifespan, but sometimes due to indigestion, not digesting the food properly, then that turns into sicknesses, conditions to be sick. Then one dies from those sicknesses. And one dies from those sicknesses. Then also, in terms of friends, you know, they could be after your wealth or something. Then they deceive you through deception. Then eventually they take your life, you know. So there are instances where people have not been...
many high and low people, those are famous people, so forth. Many of them get killed by their friends.
Yes. So many higher and lower people, famous people, people of wealth status and so forth, were not killed by enemies, but were killed by some of their closest friends and acquaintances.
Many of them get killed by their own friends.
Many of them get killed by their own friends. So in this way also, the house that we built, you know, could possibly fall down upon us, or even the planes that we heard of, planes, accidents, car, motor accidents, as well as, you know, houses falling down and so forth. So these various devices were made, for convenience, comfort, and as well as a sustainment of life, a sustaining of life. However, they turned into conditions that became the causes, the very causes of death. But therefore, one should contemplate in this way that there's no one life-sustaining, life-supporting condition that could not possibly turn into a condition for death. So therefore, by thinking in this way, it comes to the conclusive decision that the time of death is very uncertain. Yes.
Those airplanes, cars, and so on, all these are provided for one's own happiness, comfort,
yes,
but it shall be conditioned death.
Yeah, so the cars, planes, and houses and so forth, these were provided for one's
comfort
and happiness, but they became causes for death.
Yes. Hmm.
Some holy beings, it is said that some holy beings, when the, so we said, when you enter in the airplane, it means that you're going to die. it's like that. one holy being, one lama said that when he entered the airplane, when he's in the airplane, he minted on the two kinds, mentioned on the path that which the mentioned on the resultant kind, and it becomes itself becomes a path to actually achieve the three kaya, resultant sikhaya. so that means what it saying that means the lama thinking of that the death is going to happen, so the mentioned on dharma kaya. That's what it means.
It's a story of one lama. 인다 선제 모나요 예대야 말레스 그러다 아니 저가 선제도 선버와 아 진의 기지 선제 동원용 매바 진다 신지 정도 방사지 주비 선바선 연치의 남친의 체노 이제 소선 주비 노선의 조바스 인다 나도 지점 니네 근데 집이 쳐도 죽대 봐. 대형원에 본사스 샴벨로 친 갈래간에 마시지. 죽대 그래. 죽대 좀 놓지 그래. 옛날 다 선바 선바세나 시야기 남는 거 되게 그래. 인데 다 근데 제대로네. 니제 소통이 니제 요된 게 이제 소사도 치대 좀 놓는도 놓는데 조금 더 선바래. 아, 대소는 다 선바니 집이 좀 쉬고 와서 선이요.
So then the various conditions for life is can become the causes for death, then in this case that the quoting from the seventh Dalai Lama Gelugpa, so he has said that we are the having so many conditions for death, then we're constantly being led gradually towards the direction of death.
진의 계집 삼체 동안형 매바 치다 신지촌의 관사지 주비 손마 세양 지휘 남친의 체도
So after birth, no freedom even for 1 second. You run towards the dead, like messenger runs. I think they probably in Tibet messengers they run. I think they go. I think. After the birth, no freedom even for 1 second. one run in the presence of Lord Death, like the messenger. No, Pangzal Sundi, Nengang the run.
Pangzal. Shambel.
No, by running. You run, not messenger, sorry. You run, you see. In the towards the presence of Lord of Death. No. even though you believe you are you know you are alive, even though you believe you know you are alive, but actually in the reality you are in the danger of dying. You are in the danger of death.
Then quoting from the precious garland, which it says that the causes of death are many. So as mentioned in the sections before, there are many causes for death surrounding us at all times and within us as well. And there are very few causes that could support or sustain life. And even these few causes to sustain life become themselves the cause, themselves become the causes for death as well. So therefore, to come to a certainty that this life, our lifespans are so uncertain, the time of death is so uncertain, and to turn our minds towards Dharma practice, to cultivate Dharma practice wholeheartedly.
Chuyo sema suba tabe noba na nye ta ne chong son jikwan juwe na chichen thamche ji jomba niyo shen da na wa yin de sumba re imba ta nga zui duyun de ne ta zui sa yin chukwa noba nyong kawo ten rin na wajin yin na toa se ta cha ni wajin yin gogro wa yin na yon ten rin me wa zui chui chuwe jin du nyam chungwa re yin duya ni Nova Chambo Magua, Semataso, Semasu Bijanje, and the Shinroke, the new Momo Ponyo Yoro, Tianaje and the Jazze and the Chungjun the Gomba the Soap, and the Tia Gomba Chong and the Chomba, Tendre with what thing. That Tenaje, the so called the Chomba, the Serazano. That Chungjun, not the Chungjun Jigger, and the Chongson and Momo Yoro. Tendre in the Lucian and Yamchunga Hindu, Nova Chungjun Gayo, and the Sontron of Yoris.
So then we can come on to the third reason to contemplate for the second route, which is that the time of death is uncertain. So here it says that this body is extremely fragile, almost like more so than the water bubbles. As mentioned before, the water bubbles rise up to the surface and simply burst. So therefore, this body, if we ever had a body that was so solid and you know, very solid and substantial that it could not be harmed, then that would be an extremely ideal situation. However, this is not the just like a brick. If our body was solid like a block of brick, you know, then that would be the most ideal situation. However, this is not the case because our body is very fragile, more fragile than a water bubble. So therefore, even the slightest condition, you know, could cause it to deteriorate, to die. So for example, here it mentions in the text, even when it's pricked by a thorn. So you've heard of situations where people, you know, have their feet pricked by thorns, and then something so minute brings about a great infection and huge swellings and so forth, and could even lead to death in cases. One has heard of these things occurring a lot. So therefore, shows how fragile this body can be. Even when the nail goes inside the foot and so forth, then causing the infection, swelling, and also death. So in this case, this body is extremely fragile, and there are so many, one does not even need large or major circumstances to bring about its death. Even a minute circumstances, a minor circumstances, this could bring about death. So in this way, to contemplate that this body, the time of death is uncertain, so uncertain, and one must practice the Dharma.
Yes. Shitrine, Sadam, Bojanzo, Niman, the Mavis, the Bindu, the Taja, Tawayan, the Gumi, the Chilin, the Meta Mutin, Sal, she's also in Marida, Jigden, and Jigin Ruby Gavla, the main Jigwa, say, then they will be over. The main Jigwa, say, I think you do gonna, Sadam, Bojanzo, Niman, the Mavis, the Bias, and it, Tandi, Niman, the, and it, Saru Saru Chi, the Jila and Yemani Majisha, and Chunjun the Sukam, Tenin Yamasumba, Nimajiva, and then Yamadumba Shang Yugona, Rita Satam Jane, Majic Ro, Telejane, Tela Charu, Tawayan Mediba. If you Dutch, the trouble was in a pair of Mare, Sada, Rejabatumbo, the Jayon. May send a tower in Mediba, a child of your. And then also, Lucian and Amchuman Deda, Njuba, Juba, Shimaku Baravas, at the day of Samne, then, Java Niba Hindu, and the Chuche Gondos, some of your list.
So therefore, then Namsong Ho quotes from a friendly letter where it talks about the time. And the end of the world, how the physical world becomes destroyed by the seven suns, seven blazing suns. So what occurs is, what happens is that the sun that we have right now becomes hotter and hotter. Then eventually, you know, because then the second sun and then it causes the whole place to heat up. Then the second sun appears, and then the waters, the bodies of water, then get dried up. And then following that, they have the third sun, the fourth sun, and so forth, up to the seventh sun appears in the sky. Then all of the phenomenal world, you know, the even the Mount Meru, you know, the lands, all the ground, the oceans, all get dried up and burnt into ashes. You know, all these are burnt into ashes. So at that point of time, even if one has a very solid body, it is of no benefit to oneself, because even something so solid and firm like the earth and Mount Meru and so forth is thought to be very consistent. And these are also burnt by the fire at the time of end of the world. So what more to say of bodies so frail as ours, you know, and these without doubt, you know, would be destroyed as well. So therefore, in this way, to meditate on the fragility of our body and to come to the conclusion about the uncertainty of time and death and exhort oneself to practice the Dharma.
Yes.
So then it says that having reflected in these ways, you should generate the resolution or the resolve that, you know, since there's no certainty regarding to the time of death, you know, one should not procrastinate in the Dharma practice. You know, one should not think that, you know, I will practice the Dharma, you know, but at some point of time in the future, you know, when one has time and intermittent time to practice the Dharma, one should not procrastinate in such a way, but one should realize the need to practice the Dharma right now, you know, due to the uncertainty of the time of death. So therefore, here in the friendly letter that it says that, I'm sorry, the letter to Kanishka, here it says that one should practice the Dharma because the Lord of Death, you know, is a friend to no one. You know, it does not befriend anybody and let anyone go. But all people are killed by the Lord of Death, you know, without respite. So therefore, and also the descent of the Lord of Death is sudden, without warning. So therefore, one should not procrastinate or put off one's Dharma practice till later or tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Rather, one should practice right now because of the uncertainty of the time of death. Yes. Sometimes, you know, we think that today I have to do such and such work, you know, engage in work related to the affairs of this life and put up Dharma practice for tomorrow. However, if we were to die tomorrow, then we end up with no time to practice the Dharma. So therefore, to say that I will practice the Dharma tomorrow is not a wise attitude, you know, within this context. So then furthermore, Gongtang Rinpoche said that if one to say that one would practice the Dharma tomorrow, then to even to start practicing today is a bit late, Terry.
Gongtang Rinpoche said the tomorrow which is to practice Dharma before that happens, tomorrow the time to practice Dharma before that happens, time of death today, the time of the death it might happen today.
Mm-hmm.
Before the time of the tomorrow present Dharma happens, the time of the death might happen today.
Yes. So therefore, to not put off Dharma practice for tomorrow or later, but to practice right away. Yes. So
one
should not deceive oneself by putting off Dharma practice. So Gautama Rinpoche first says that if one were to put off Dharma practice as saying that, you know, by this such a year, month, you know, date, you know, by such a time, then my engagement with worldly affairs would come to an end. You know, then I would sincerely enter the Dharma practice at that point of time. So there's no greater deception than this, you know, for Dharma practitioners. When it regards to Dharma practice, one should engage in Dharma practice right away and not deceive oneself by putting off Dharma practice to a later date.
南京中文组现在咱们这安内地区，你们这安内地区他们送去学的也多了，安内没占座给学员了，就管了，安内现在咱们这安内的，北安卓越新年公给是啥东西？没得，三大几大亚国的内蒙古没得内吧，天津宁波呢，那些贵宾精密技工在南京古生的培养的这。
So it says here, the Lord of Yogis, Sri Jagan Mitrananda. So Sri Jagan Mitrananda, this is the, can be considered the same person as what you call Pathamba Sangye, one of the masters in Tibet, and also the great yogi Mitrajogi. So that is considered the same persons. So when he was giving instructions to a king, this verse at the bottom, 157, is the instructions to the king. So it says, Lord of the earth, addresses the hearer as Lord of the earth. So it says, this body, while one has this body to practice the Dharma, you know, one should practice it right away. One should not wait till a time when one is sick. When one becomes sick, then one is unable to practice the Dharma. And when one is when one's faculties or physical state has deteriorated due to age, you know, then one does not have the vitality or strength, you know, to practice the Dharma. So when one has this borrowed body that is still healthy without sickness, then one should essentially take full advantage of it. The Tibetan word is to derive essence from it, and extract its essence by practicing the Dharma. And to not put it off till a time, you know, when one is too later, because when one is sick or when one is aged, you know, deteriorated, aged, then at that point of time, even though one may remember the Dharma, you know, one was unable to practice it. Yes. So therefore, Lama Tsongkhapa at the top, page 158, it says that the contemplation of the contemplation of this uncertainty of time of death is the most important of the three roots. So the three roots are, firstly, that the time of death is certain, and the second is that the time of death is certain, and secondly is the second root is that time of death is uncertain, and the third root is that the time of death, you know, nothing else except the Dharma can be of benefit to oneself. So of these three, the second one, that the time of death is uncertain, is the most important of the three roots, and that through constant contemplation or meditation upon this, one can redirect one's mind along the path, you know, one can redirect one's mind to the spiritual path. So so one, by practicing in this way, understanding that time of death is uncertain, one makes preparation, one is inspired to make preparation for future lives. You know, one does not prepare for merely the events of this life, but one engages in preparation for the benefit of future lives. And one is easily able to give up, you know, attachment to the affairs of this life, and to engage in proper Dharma practice. So the amount of how much we can direct our minds into the spiritual path, you know, of the how much we can direct our minds from worldly affairs into Dharma practice depends on how much we cultivate this meditation on the uncertainty of time and death. Yes. So all these teachings that you have received and heard, please apply them to actual practice.